This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Vikasit Bharat. He said that today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today.
Aaj duniya maan rahi hai ki Bharat ke paas do asimit shaktiyan hai. Ek demography, dusri democracy. यानि सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है.
Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, today highlighted the Rozgar Mela as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of connecting with India's youth. Addressing the Rozgar Mela in Dimapur, Mr. Rijiju lauded the Prime Minister's initiatives for youth employment and upliftment of the Northeast region. He encouraged recipients to see their roles not merely as jobs, but as a service to building an Atmanirbhar and Vikasit Bharat. The Minister also stressed the importance of maintaining peace and stability to attract investment and sustain growth in the region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Vikasit Bharat vision will become a reality only through the development of the southern states. Vikasit Keralam is an integral part of Vikasit Bharat, Mr. Shah said while addressing a ward-level leadership meeting of the BJP at Puttarikandam Maidan in Thiruvananthapuram today. He emphasized that governance without corruption, equal access to government schemes, and development that goes beyond political interests are the three core visions of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that are fundamental to Kerala's development. In Chhattisgarh, 23 Maoists, including 9 females, have surrendered to the police in Sukma district today. District Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said that a total reward of 1 crore 18 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. The Maoists will be given a cheque of 50,000 rupees each as an incentive amount and all other facilities under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171, involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another, with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Russia launched a massive aerial assault on Ukraine today, using nearly 600 drones and 26 missiles in its fourth major attack this month. Strikes targeted cities across the country with western regions including Lviv, Lutsk and Chernivtsi hit hard. At least 2 people were killed and 20 injured in Chernivtsi near the Romanian border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack, noting widespread damage to civilian infrastructure. In cricket, India resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 145/3 against the hosts England on day 3 of the third test at Lord's in London. Today, India were at 221/3 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.